AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is continuing his trip throughout Asia. Today, he met with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung. Tomorrow, he'll be meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in South Korea and says he's optimistic about the talks ahead.
Tomorrow morning is the one that most people find most interesting, and I think we're going to have a great meeting with President Xi of China, and a lot of problems are going to be solved.
And AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports the death toll in Gaza from overnight Israeli strikes has climbed to over 80, according to hospital officials.
Israel's military says the ceasefire's back on in Gaza after it carried out heavy airstrikes across the Palestinian territory that has killed dozens of people, including women and children, according to local hospitals. The strikes, the deadliest since the ceasefire started on October 10, marks the most serious challenge to the tenuous truce to date. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he had ordered the military to conduct powerful strikes over Gaza after accusing Hamas of violating the ceasefire. Hamas said in response that it would delay handing over the body of another hostage. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Hurricane Melissa is forecast to bring a significant storm surge and up to 20 inches of rain to Cuba today. Here's hurricane specialist Brad Reinhart of the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
There has been some weakening, and now that it's over land, we do anticipate that some additional weakening will occur. However, it is still forecast to be a strong hurricane as it moves across the Bahamas later today.
Melissa hit Jamaica as a Category 5 yesterday and was one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record when it hit the island. And shares were mostly higher in Asia. U.S. futures were mixed and oil prices were little changed. Amazon is cutting about 14,000 corporate jobs. This is AP News. The top women's hoops league featuring star Caitlin Clark is prolonging a bargaining period amid player unrest. Correspondent Gethin Kolbal has more.
The WNBA has offered players a 30-day extension to continue negotiations for a new collective bargaining agreement, according to two AP sources. The current CBA is set to expire on Friday. Tensions have been rising in recent weeks as the sides try to work out a new deal. Commissioner Kathy Engelbert.
I highly respect the players.
Stars like the Minnesota Lynx, Nafisa Collier, have criticized the league and Commissioner Engelbert.
Right now, we have the worst leadership in the world.
When the last CBA deal had expired in 2019, the two sides agreed to a 60-day extension and eventually ratified the current CBA in January 2020. I'm Gethin Kolbal.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.